Chapter 2. Defining the Roles of Slave and Master. The Role of the Master. The master or mistress role in a relationship is an important one. Not only are they responsible for the safety and welfare of their slave or submissive, but they are also charged with the responsibility for training them into the slave they wish them to become. It sounds like it would be an easy and simple task, but there is much more to this kind of relationship than shiny whips and fancy rope tying. One of the first things that a master needs is confidence. Without this, the slave can sense that they do not have a direction or a place that is solid and secure. This can lead to misinterpretation of rules and guidelines, as well as expectations. Do you have the confidence you need to be someone else's master? What's interesting about this question is that there really isn't a clear answer, and the truth is that no one is completely confident, but appearing so is the key. What you want to do is make sure that you always have a plan in mind for your submissive so that you know what direction you want the exchange to go in. For example, if you desire that your slave hold a difficult bondage position, you will want to visualize this position in advance of tying him or her up. This will allow you to clearly describe what they are going to need to do for you and where they might have troubles. By anticipating these troubles, you will be able to acknowledge them when the slave says something and then let them know that you already know that these positions can be held, but they will have to figure out the way. If they are still having troubles, you will need to gently nudge them in the proper direction so as to create the intended effect. Confidence can also come from having the proper tone with your submissive. Speaking simply and clearly is the best way to exude control and confidence to your slave. When you are unwavering in your speech, you will seem unwavering in your intentions and your desired outcome. You need to figure out what exudes authority in the eyes of your slave as well. Is it the idea that you can dole out physical punishment? Are you restrictive when it comes to privileges? Do you assign more chores? What causes your slave to see you as the authority in his or her life? The main role of the master is to make sure that the slave always knows what is expected of them and what this means in terms of their service to their dominant. A note for the slave. Learning what your master is dealing with can help you to better understand the importance of serving him or her. By realizing that they have the heavy burden of making sure that you are obedient, you can begin to see how your dedication and focus goes far and is appreciated. A note for the dom or dame. When you understand the things that you want from a dominant-submissive relationship, it will help you create a training plan that will be more effective and more closely suited to your personal needs and desires. But this also means that you need to spend some time working on any weaknesses that you have. For example, if you don't feel confident in your role as a dom or dame, you will find it difficult to dominate someone. Taking the time to learn about building your confidence and fulfilling your role will go a long way in showing your slave your power over them. The types of subs. While some people try to classify the kinds of submissives that are out there, really, it all boils down to three main categories: business, domestic, and pleasure. Each of these kinds of slaves has their own purpose and their own roles to play. And whether you're a slave or want to be a slave or a master, you will need to know what each of these types of subs. Now, the business sub is someone that you might not think of as being a part of the typical BDSM relationship, but it certainly has its merits. This is a sub that handles business affairs that the dominant does not want to handle themselves. Think of James Spader's character in Secretary. Now, this kind of sub doesn't sound all that romantic in terms of BDSM and all the fun parts of it, but releasing the dominant from those kinds of petty, everyday concerns can allow the submissive to feel as though they are serving the dominant and making that master's life easier. A domestic sub is someone that is more domestically oriented, hence the name. This is someone who is focused on taking care of the home, children, cooking, cleaning, etc., as a means to serve their master. And this, of course, has its advantages. Who doesn't want to come home to a clean home that's organized and free from any stress? A domestic sub might also be someone that does not work outside the home, but rather is relegated to their service duties inside the home, sometimes with a sexual aspect to them, and sometimes not. The possibilities with this kind of sub are endless, no pun intended. And then there is the pleasure sub that most people think of instantly when they think of a BDSM relationship. This is a sub whose sole purpose is to provide sexual and other kinds of pleasure to their master. You might think of this person as one that's locked away in a dungeon and only given attention when the master wants something from them. A note for the slave. As sexual servitude tends to be the most commonly practiced form of slave training, it is always a good idea to learn which ways your Dom or Dom A enjoys to be pleased. Also, write out any special skills you believe you have in regards to this area of servitude. A note for the Dom or Dom A. Always be clear and specific on how you like to be pleasured. While your slave should enjoy serving you and making you happy, that does not mean that they are mind readers. If you don't tell them what and how you want it, they will never know and will only lead to both of your disappointment. If you feel that they need further education into a specific sexual act, guide them to where you believe they will be able to further their knowledge and skills. Refer to the slave assignment below for recommended educational resources. Here is your slave assignment. There are a few sexual skills that a slave should become highly skilled at to make their Dom or Dom A proud and pleased. Follow the links provided to educate yourself further into each specific field. A slave can never be too educated or skilled in such fields. Blowjobs. Nothing brings greater pleasure to a Dom or Dom A's face than seeing their slave on their knees, servicing them in such a manner. Nothing, except a slave that is exceptionally skilled at it and is capable of deep-throating their cock or strap-on, becomes skilled at providing your Dom or Dom A the best blowjobs. Eating pussy. As a slave, your pleasure comes in at a far second to your mistress's pleasure, if, and only if, you are highly skilled at providing your mistress with a talented tongue, may she take into consideration your pleasure if it comes within your training. The more talented you become, the greater her pleasure with you. Visit www.orgasmhandbook.com. Anal sex. There are very few skills that show a slave's servitude better than receiving their Dom or Dom A's cock or strap-on in the ass. To allow yourself to be penetrated in this area shows your trust, appreciation, and willingness to be open to your Dom and Dom A in every way. To learn how to receive anal penetration without pain and to provide your Dom or Dom A with the ultimate pleasure experience, visit www.bdsmtrainingacademy.com. But in most cases, the sub and Dom or Dom A relationship is one that takes from each of these types and blends them into the perfect set of guidelines for a certain master and slave. For example, some slaves might take care of all of these responsibilities, leaving the master to provide financially for the relationship. In other cases, the slave might be required to only fulfill domestic duties and business-related duties, a purely service-oriented arrangement. What you want to do is up to you, but remember that you need to consider what fulfills you and makes you feel like a master or slave that is getting something from the agreement. A note for the slave. This is a good time to ask yourself what kind of a slave you are. With the various roles that you can play, what skills do you have that can help to serve your master or mistress? Are you an exceptional cook? Can you help with business-related work? Try to figure out how your unique talents can help your master or mistress. A note for the Dom or Dom A. You probably already have a clear idea of the responsibilities that you want your slave to provide, but making a clear list of these tasks will allow you to be clear in your instruction. Some Doms or Dom A's even like to have multiple slaves to fulfill different duties. Something to consider. 9 types of slaves. While everyone's list is probably different, here are the 9 different types of slaves that might be found in a BDSM relationship, in no particular order. Number 1. The one that just likes to receive pain. This is a slave that doesn't want the submissive lifestyle, but does want to experience some intense physical feelings during sexual interaction or other settings. Number 2. The one that wants to be submissive in non-traditional ways. This is a slave that wants to be the infant or a man that's forced to dress like a woman, forced transvestism. This person might really enjoy being humiliated, but doesn't necessarily want to serve anyone. Because of these tastes, they will generally be controlling the contents of the actual scene. Number 3. The one that sort of likes to be subservient. This is a slave that likes to feel used from time to time, but only on their terms. This person might be into foot fetishes and thus serve a master or mistress in that manner, but generally only wants to play in the slave role. Number 4. The one that gives up control but is looking for pleasure. This is a slave that really gets aroused by the idea of serving someone else. While they might have general ideas of what they want and don't want, they are totally under the whims of the person dominating them. However, this submission is restricted to certain time frames and settings. This may be in a relationship. Number 5. The one that likes to play in an erotic way. This slave is one that gives up their control to a dominant, but only for the purpose of getting some fun in return. This might be someone that is used by a dom for a scene or for some other limited time. They may or may not be masochists and only dabble in BDSM play without a relationship. Number 6. The one that's only a slave when they want to be. This is a slave that might agree to do whatever a dom wants for a certain period of time, though longer than one that just likes to play. This slave is someone that gives up control over what happens, but is allowed to walk away whenever they want to as well. This can include a relationship. Number 7. The one that is a slave when life doesn't get in the way. Sometimes referred to as a part-time slave, this slave is one that has other commitments going on, but gives up all free time to their chosen master or mistress. Number 8. The one that is a slave every day consensually. This would be a slave that is a live-in part of a relationship in which they serve their master or mistress fully every hour of the day. Much like a marriage, there would be an agreement as to what would be expected and how the BDSM practices would be carried out prior to this kind of commitment. And number 9, the one that is a complete and total slave. And then there are the slaves that say they do nothing but serve their master or mistress each day without any limits on what is asked of them. They have no control over anything they do or want. They are completely dependent on their dom for everything. This is generally not the case in BDSM relationships, but it makes for a great fantasy. A note for the slave. Again, this is a time for introspection. What kind of slave do you wish to be? Continuously asking yourself this question will allow you to see what is expected of you and how you can best serve your master or mistress. Try to find the category that is most like the desires you have for being a slave. If you fall into multiple categories, that's fine too. A note for the dom or dame. After reading this list, you'll want to highlight or write down the type of slave that you're interested in training. This will help you tremendously during the interview process and allow you to pick a slave that is looking for certain things from your relationship. In the end, everyone will be satisfied. The role of the submissive. As a submissive, there are a number of things you will want to keep in mind. For example, while you might have your own fantasies about what it means to be a servant of someone else, you need to realize what is going on in your head is not necessarily what is going on in theirs. This is where communication and being clear about your expectations will come into play. But as we're going to talk about that in detail later, there are other things that you will want to keep in mind as a submissive. One of the main characteristics that will allow you to create the best mindset for your goals as a slave is the idea of trust. When you're in a relationship in which you completely trust your master to keep you safe from harm, anything that you might be asked to do becomes less of a struggle. You don't have to worry about whether or not something is going to cause you pain because you trust the person to watch out for you and attend to any problems. Another factor in the role of a submissive is that you need to expect that you will not always have a say in what is happening, as you are committed to serving someone else. You will need to put your own wants and desires to the side in order to serve your master and thus possibly have your own desires granted as a reward. At other times, however, there will be no reward, only the satisfaction of serving someone well, and that is something that you need to remember as well. One final note for the Dom or Dame from Chapter 2. Taking the time to read your slave's journal will do wonders in guiding their training and having further control over your slave. By being privy to their innermost thoughts, you will understand the emotions and reactions they are having, as well as adjust their training schedule in relation to these writings as you see fit. And a final slave assignment for Chapter 2. Be sure to complete all of the tasks that have been outlined in this chapter before proceeding to the next. In addition, you will want to begin the following. If you do not already have a master or mistress, you will want to begin to find ways to increase your feelings of servitude. This might mean increasing the work that you do during the day, taking on more tasks at your current job, or simply finding one thing that makes you feel subservient. Try wearing a collar, for example, when you're not in public to begin to change your mind from independent to servant. If you are in a relationship, now is a good time to begin to talk about the ways you can properly serve your master or mistress, even writing out a list of these responsibilities. This is the end of Chapter 2.